The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Earlier this week in food news, we told you it was Oreo Cookie Day. Well, the Oreo Cookie Nabisco Company is celebrating. I got some free from Oreo that I got to talk about inside hottest hashtags. It's Friday. We made it. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Adrie, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
All right. So viral cell phone video shows a passenger on a United Airlines flight from L.A. to Boston yelling he was going to kill every man on his plane before attacking a flight attendant with a spoon. 33-year-old Francisco Torres had a paranoid breakdown mid-flight.
Oh, no.
Screaming nonsensical things. Here's part of the audio.
Where's the Homeland Security with the gun?
Imagine I'm you're on a plane and this is happening.
To point the gun at me so I can show everybody that I won't die when I take every bullet in that clip
that
to wherever in my body they shoot it, and then I will kill every man on this plane.
Watching that video scared me. You can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to see it. According to law enforcement reports, once they landed and they apprehended him, Torres really believed that flight attendants were trying to kill him.
What?
And that there was a plot against his life. So
he was having a full-on episode.
Full-on. I am glad, though, that the passengers held him down.
I will say they were pretty nice to him. If somebody was threatening the entire plane, they didn't even beat him up. They just held him down.
They didn't beat him up because they knew he was having some kind of psychotic episode.
Air.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but if somebody's on the plane saying he's going to kill everybody on the plane.
After 9/11, I agree. Most people are going to be like,
that deserves a beating.
Hopefully he gets the help he needs. He's mentally ill. So that's what I'm
hoping for. Still deserves a beating.
All right, and then in food news, Oreo is celebrating their week, not just their day, by giving you a chance to win a new Oreo and Chill freezer. So you can go to Oreo.com/freezer right now and get one. They're free.
All right. Chill, Oreo. Celebrating your birthday for a full week. What are you, Latina? It's my birthday month.
It's my birthday month.
It's my birthday month.
It's my birthday. I'm already planning for May. So it has a glass door, interior shelving, lighting, and a lock to protect treats. So you can lock it up in the office. Nobody can get your stash. $9.95 for shipping is all you have to pay.
You might as well order one.
I'm going to order it right now.
You and your greedy ass.
My birthday.
Yeah, dude.
I hide my food from my family. I'm an only child. National Day, Anthony A.
You're a mom now. You're not a child anymore. Give an excuse anyway.
She hides her treats from her child.
All right. Well, how about National Pack Your Lunch Day?
Yeah.
It's National Pack Your Lunch Day.
Don't let Dana pack it for you. You won't get the Oreos.
We got to shout out a great American, man. It's Harriet Tubman Day as well,
yes,
too.
Yes. Let's get her on that $20 bill.
Yes. And we also have International Day of Awesomeness. Whoop, whoop.
Okay. Shout yourself out today. Ring your own damn bell,
ooh,
you know?
Way. And with St. Patrick's Day being a week away, it is National Bagpipe Day.
Automatic. Do you know what's your favorite bagpipe song?
Okay, I am Irish, but I know nothing about Irish culture. I grew up in a Hispanic neighborhood. I know more about Vicente Fernandez, Quinces, and Cinco de Mayo than I know about St. Patrick's Day.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Mario Day, because March 10th, in a graffiti kind of style, spells out Mario. If you replace the I with the O, you guys get it, right?
I get it.
As we said, Automatic said, I grew up in the barrio too, so I know all about what that looks like. Favorite old school video game, DJ Automatic?
Oh, I'm going to go with OG, Super Mario.
You love Super Mario?
Yeah, and Mario Kart.
Well, it's going to upset some gamers because they haven't really updated their game in like 20 years, but Madden is still my favorite.
Madden's one of your favorites? All right. For me, I love Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. Shout out Pac-Man.
It's Mario Day, and you guys didn't put any respect on Mario's name?
Mario.
You're shouting out Madden? You're shouting out Pac-Man? Let Mario have his day.
I said Donkey Kong. If it wasn't for the Donkey Kong, Mario wouldn't even exist. Put some respect on Donkey Kong.
And what about Luigi? What about Luigi?
It's Luigi.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a study I'm going to share with you done by Jane Brown, who runs the Teen Media Project. This particular organization deals with children who've had babies between the ages of 12 and 16, and they've been doing so for over 25 years. So they have a lot of research to share. How do you talk to your kids about sex?
The Parent Score!
I was a teen mom. I had my first daughter when I was 15. And I remember having the talks with my grandmother and my mom. And they weren't really talks. They were more like, don't do it. Keep your legs closed. If you do it, I'll put you on the pill. That was it. Nobody really talked to me about loving myself, loving yourself as a woman, as a girl, right? And how intimate something like that is. It's the closest you can be with another human being. You just don't give that away, you know, boy or girl.
My mom was very open. She talked to me about it probably from the time I was like 10, 11 years old. And it was just a constant reminder of not to bring her home any grandbabies. You don't want to get any STDs. She always used to say that. And I don't.
So she
yeah. And she was like, and you don't, I don't want to take care of your kids. You're not. She would always tell me, you're not old enough to have sex, so don't do it.
Did she tell you what an STD was?
She didn't have to tell me. I saw the pictures at school. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, and then dude. My friend's
well,
mom.
They used to teach that in school.
My friend's mom was a nurse, and she gave us a book of all the STDs.
No,
and let me
automatic.
Tell you something. That will scare the hell out of you.
And nobody forgets the first time you see a blue waffle at all, dude. I do remember those middle school like health like classes.
Yes,
but happening. It just turned into like different ways all the boys can say masturbation. So.
Because you're
when they pulled out the banana, there was no way you couldn't start laughing.
There was
stop
no
laughing.
Way, dude.
Well, it's uncomfortable.
I was just thinking about my freshman year of sex ed, and they didn't pull out a banana. I had a female teacher, and she pulled on a full-on
oh, wow. Okay, there's a whole thing, huh?
Well, like one of the ones that's like suction cups
well, you
to
know,
things.
She brought her favorite, huh, yeah. to class.
And it wasn't small. I remember even thinking, I was like, whoa, lady.
Did she have a name for it?
I don't remember.
Well, it's better to teach than not to. And I know some parents, you know, because of religious beliefs and everything else. And of course, they're your children. You don't want to imagine your children doing this. But I want you to go back in time to when you were young and think about what you were talking about. Think about what you were looking at with your friends. And now, fast forward to today with a phone. They can see anything you could possibly imagine is at the touch of their fingertips. Mm. You have to discuss sex with your children, age appropriate, of course, and teach them to value themselves and learn that that's not just something you do with everybody and anybody. And to be safe and protect themselves, you have to be realistic. That's my opinion. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you think back, you probably did it. And don't you want your children to be protected from not only pregnancy, how about AIDS and herpes and HPV and all of those other things? Of course you do. Okay, so here's the details from the study. Miss Brown here says that the leading cause of teen pregnancy, after having interviewed all of these kids for 25 years, is that their parents didn't ever want to have the uncomfortable conversation. So they learned from their peers.
Oh.
Misinformation. A lot of it does have to do with socioeconomics. Unfortunately, you know, if you come from a struggling household, oftentimes parents are busy. They don't have time to talk to you. I was a teen mom, so I really did, not with my first daughter, with my second daughter, I think I did a better job. I was so young, right? With my first daughter, I wasn't the best mom I could be.
Really?
Oh, no way. I was 15. What kind of mother can you be? You know, I did the best I could, though.
Yeah, no, yeah, you did. And you're here, and it's a great story.
We made it. Up.
I'm trying to figure out if, like, Dana talking about teen pregnancy is like the pot calling the kettle black, or like one of your Hall of Fame coaches coming back and giving a speech. So, I think it's a second.
Let's go.
I think it's kind of like the Phil Jackson of teen moms.
Because what I want to say is you can make it.
Like the Bill Belichick.
If you have a baby young, you can make it. I'm here. I'm proof of that. However, if you are listening and you're a teenager thinking about having sex, be safe, because if you're not, you'll be sorry.
It only takes one time.
Be safe. And I said the whole thing about not being the best mother because I feel bad. I don't feel bad that I had my daughter. She's such a blessing. She's such a successful young woman, all of that. But I feel bad because I should have been a better mother to her.
You were a baby having a baby.
Yes. We used to watch Blue's Clues. It's not okay.
And the thing about that, too, is you're the only one who feels bad. I bet you she feels like you're a great mom.
No.
Oh, you don't think so? She has to admire that.
Does she think I was a great mom?
I don't know.
She
you guys
loves her, but she realizes that her childhood was kind of messed
it's
up.
Kind of messed
mine
up.
Was, too, though. But I feel like you beat yourself up more than that than she does.
No, you're right. We have a great relationship. I get what you're saying. Of course, she says, Mom, you taught me how to hustle. That young girl. She's a young woman and she's making six figures. She's doing it.
This is a good, insightful conversation, and I feel like it's coming from the female's perspective, rightfully so, which is a good conversation to have. But for guys, it's a little different at that age, too, because you fall more into peer pressure than actually wanting that desire of having
a partner.
I
was the last friend that was...
Yeah, I remember my homies...
You were the last friend to be virginized?
Yeah.
I remember my homies coming back from like summer break and being like, dude, this and this and this happened. And I'm like, okay, I just want to go do that then. And not really knowing everything that comes with it. So like, my message to the young homies is always like, just wait, bro. Like, if you see all your friends doing this and you don't feel you're ready, anybody, like, do not rush into it.
Parents, teach your sons to be just as responsible. It's very unfortunate that all of the responsibility lies on the girl. Keep your legs closed. Teach boys to value themselves as well. And then if they do become fathers, that they're just as responsible for that child as the girl. So many
kids
layers to this. For real. So many layers. Hey, hit me up. Follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I'll share the article with you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Floyd Mayweather pulls up on Jake Paul on a street and confronts him. We've got audio from this encounter, this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Famous people's birthdays first.
Man,
Anthony.
A lot of iconic people born today. We got Timbaland celebrating his birthday. Hey. Dr. Disrespect celebrating his birthday. Chuck Norris, Olivia Wilde, Carrie Underwood, and Bad Bunny celebrating a birthday.
Mr. Bad Bunny, I have news on him. First, I want to talk about Tiger Woods. He's being sued by his ex-girlfriend, Erica Herman. You know, they split at the end of last year. I didn't even know. She claims she performed valuable services for him in exchange to live rent-free. She was a good partner. Never charged him. Now, here, let me tell you how.
What kind of valuable services?
Hold on, you know what it is, dude. Chill, bro. Chill, doggy.
This is how he broke up with her. His staff said, hey, we're going to take a vacation. Tiger wants you to pack. Packed her bags, took her to the airport, and said, locks are changed. You're out.
Let's go.
Oh!
Hey, let's go, Tiger.
Oh,
now, she is alleging she was the victim of abuse and is seeking $30 million.
I think if she went into it knowing that it was like kind of set up as a business transaction, then you're gonna
he changed the lock.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, what else are you supposed to do? You got a stranger living in your house.
Yeah. What? If you have to sign an NDA at the beginning of a relationship, it could end this way.
All right, now let's talk about another relationship. Bad Bunny spotted kissing Kendall Jenner, but it's the way he's kissing her. He's holding the sides of her face, and then he plants the kiss right on her mouth. That's a very affectionate way of kissing. My question is, because you know
she's a man eater. Stay away from her.
It ain't gonna last. Hold on. Who's breaking up with who? Kendall Jenner's a heartbreaker, but Bad Bunny is too. We're taking a poll right now. Vote at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Who you got breaking up? DJ Automatic.
Bad Bunny.
I got them going a distance on this one. I'm gonna take the long shot here. I think Latinas really just want to do it because, you know, she's a white girl. So they pissed, bro. But I think it's gonna
first
go a distance.
First the tequila, now Bad Bunny. Gosh, girl. All right, go get your vote on.
Yeah, when Bad Bunny's doing 18
when
he's doing 818 endorsements, oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, God. But, that family is genius. I didn't even think about the tequila endorsement. Kris Jenner went out there and said, get you some bottles sold.
All right, now we're gonna move on to Jake Paul. He was leaving the Miami game. Who were they playing?
The Cavs.
Okay, and Floyd Mayweather ran up on him. Here's what happened according to Jake Paul.
50 dudes literally start surrounding me to try and jump me out that. Hey, Floyd, you want to run it one-on-one? No problem. I'm not dumb, okay?
I don't think Jake Paul wants anything to do with Floyd Mayweather one-on-one or anything.
He got reminded that he's a YouTuber.
Real quick. Didn't he just lose his last fight to Tyson Fury's brother, Tommy Fury?
Yes, he did lose his fight. But, you know, shout out to him and Floyd Mayweather for having us talk about a Cleveland Cavaliers game. I never thought I was going to do that.
Back with more of the show coming up. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.